Some staggering comments emerged from New South Wales head of traffic John Hartley this week on senior drivers. He's got a difficult job, but his comments that drivers aged over 70 were 2.5 times more likely to be killed in an accident were way off the mark, and maybe the reason he had to write in Friday's Telegraph to counter his earlier claims. The NRMA's analysis of the 2015 road toll showed the increase in deaths were not due to bad driving from older people. NRMA spokesman Peter Khoury confirming 33 drivers over the age of 70 died in New South Wales last year, one more than 2014. The figures put forward by John Hartley not only included 70-plus drivers, but pedestrians, passengers and cyclists killed in the 70-plus group, hardly the basis for statistics on older drivers. As a 72-year-old, I believe I'm well qualified to comment. I'm a strong road safety advocate, but singling out senior drivers for criticism makes little sense. Like any age group, there's good and bad drivers. In New South Wales, drivers over 75 need to undergo annual medical testing, while those over 85 must sit for a licence test every 2 years. And yes, families do need to advise their elders if they think they shouldn't drive. From where I sit, a bigger problem is the use of recreational drugs. 1 in 7 drivers tested for drugs is proving positive, while new arrivals to this country generally show a lack of driving knowledge. But of course, you can't say that, can you? I'm David Berthon.